You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, if you're looking to make some changes in your life, you might want to think like a designer. Our guests say you can step-by-step design a better life for yourself. First, we take a look at a new renewable energy source that could literally be right under our feet. A new method developed by UW-Madison engineers could turn your floor tiles into energy converters, and they're doing it using material that often goes to waste. Shudong Wang spoke with Veronica Rickert recently. He's an associate professor in the Materials Science and Engineering Department at UW-Madison and recently published the details about the recent advance in renewable energy.
Tell us how you're planning to make flooring more eco-friendly.
This is our long-term research goal for us to harvest energy from the environment. This is a totally green way for us to generate in recyclable and eco-friendly energy. So harvest energy from the floor or from people walking is one very attractive way for us to produce appreciable amount of energy.
Right, and if you think about the amount of energy that gets used when people, say, go to a football game, they're walking in a stadium, you can see about the potential of energy there. Tell us why you're looking particularly at flooring.
Flooring is a common product that goes everywhere, and it's also a very cost-effective and general construction material that people have to interface every day. So this offers a very good opportunity for us to harvest energy from that perspective.
And when we talk about flooring, you're not looking at every kind of floor. You're looking at a specific mystery ingredient that has a lot of potential. Tell us what that is.
Yes. So this is a concept for us to convert the mechanical force from people stepping on it into electricity. So this is called triboelectric effect. Basically, if we have any two materials, if they have different ability to attract electrons, once they're contacted with each other, electron will go from one to the other. And then if these two materials moved away from each other a little bit, then charge will go back. So they will create current. It's a same phenomenon as we had a static charge on our hand in the wintertime.
And so it sounds like you're looking specifically at the ingredient of wood pulp. Why wood pulp?
We are looking at material that is cheap, cost-effective, eco-friendly, recyclable. So to make this technology becomes very affordable and applicable in the general public. So wood pulp is a material that is an essential component for making a floor, and it's also eco-friendly and recyclable material. And particularly in Wisconsin, there's a lot of forest product. So I think this is a very appropriate material for us to look into that.
Can you tell us more about how these floorboards that you're designing might work? Does a person walking on them, you know, have a different experience? Does it feel any different walking on this energy-generating wood pulp floor?
No, I don't think there's any difference when people walk on it. It's still the same floor as we use every day because we use the same material as a composite that we put together. The only difference that we made is we use some chemical process to treat the wood fiber to change the electrical property of the fiber. Then we put them together, leave a very tiny space between them, so they will have some contact and generate electricity.
And it sounds like the floorboards could actually be layered to generate even greater electrical output, is that right?
Right. Our current device have just one layer, but definitely we can put a multiple layer inside of the floor, so the output will be multiplied.
How does the energy get stored? I understand the concept that you walk on it, it generates an electrical charge, and it's sort of like a static shock of going back and forth between the electrons, but how do you capture the electricity?
The capture is pretty straightforward. We can just connect it with a battery or rechargeable battery. So the electrical current will be stored in the battery, and then we can use the energy stored in the battery to whatever purpose that we want to do.
And it sounds like you have some prototypes of these floors available. You've been working on them already. How does it work so far? Are you happy with what you're seeing?
Yeah, our prototype is pretty successful. Right now in our lab, we made one foot by one foot wood panel. And if we step on it, it will generate more than 30 volts output and can light up more than 30 LED lights at the same time. We are very happy about this result, and we are trying to make it in larger scale.
We're talking right now with Shudong Wang, associate professor in the Material Science and Engineering Department at UW-Madison. He's talking about a new source of renewable energy, flooring material made from wood pulp that could convert energy from human footsteps. Now let's talk about the potential here. Right now you said you have a 1 foot by 1 foot prototype that you're working on. You're happy with the results. I imagine that's just the beginning. How far could this technology take us? Where would you like to see it used?
I really want to see this technology can be used in our daily life, and could it be a new green building material that put inside the shopping mall, subway station or stadium, harvest the energy from people walking by. This is a significant amount of energy. It will make a substantial contribution to the renewable energy that we are using inside the building.
So let's say you have it in the Lambeau Field Stadium, the Packer Stadium, and you've got this kind of flooring there. Does this have the potential to kind of power the whole stadium? Give me a scope of what kind of electricity we're talking about.
So this type of technology, because it's energy harvesting, so it depends on how much energy is available. For example, how many people is walking or is standing over there. So actually, we did a quick calculation based on our Badger football stadium. So given the capacity of 80,000 people, and if we put one block on each seat and one step from each person, they probably will be able to light up more than 100 the high energy light in the stadium.
Wow. So that sounds like a lot to me. So this is a significant, this could be a significant development in renewable energy sources.
I think so, yes. The reason is this walking energy over there is a significant energy source, and we just need to come up with an appropriate method to reuse it.
And you mentioned that wood pulp itself is cost-effective, doesn't cost a lot of money. Are there any other hidden costs here that could surprise us?
The only extra cost that need to be implemented to this technology, one is chemical treatment. So basically it's a large-scale solution-based chemical treatment. There are standard approaches. So I don't expect that the huge amount of cost will be implemented through this new technology.
Well, a lot of times when we think about renewable energy, what comes to mind is solar power. Do you think that this technology that you're working on could rival that or maybe be less expensive?
I think it's definitely less expensive, but I would say it's more make up the energy output from the solar panels, because in the building inside or in the night, there's no continuous light over there, and this one can kick in. And also, regarding the energy availability, so solar power in the sunny daylight time is definitely more higher than this availability, but it's comparable to the energy availability in the cloudy day, and it's even higher than the room light.
So what happens if you've got it in your household, though? What happens at night when everybody goes to sleep and nobody's walking on the floorboards?
Right. I think that's one limitation. If there's no people walking by, then there's no energy. But I think based on this kind of situation, this can be used for the energy generation upon needed. For example, the night light, when people get up and need to walk around, the light turns on. And also, it can be used for sensors, for security reason purpose, that you put on your room, people walking on top of this, and you will know somebody's around.
Well, what has to happen next for us to start seeing this kind of technology in our homes and, you know, maybe at the Badger Stadium, Camp Randall, you were talking about?
Yeah, I'm so looking forward to that. we are trying to acquire more resources to scale up this technology and make it in a large-scale demonstration, hopefully put in on campus somewhere that can test the large-scale stability and output and other properties.
Shudong, thank you so much for joining us today.
All right, thank you very much.
That was Shudong Wang, associate professor in the Material Science and Engineering Department at UW-Madison. He talked to Veronica Rickard about a new potential source of renewable energy flooring material that can convert energy from our footsteps. Coming up after the news, two Silicon Valley designers show how we can use design thinking to build a life worth living. I'm Rob Ferret. Stick around, there's more to come here on Central Time on the Ideas Network.